USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Officials say the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires will likely continue to rise. What is already the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed 106 lives. The economic cost to the island of Maui could reach $7 billion. A Quinnipiac poll shows former President Trump is still a top presidential candidate despite his legal trouble. Pollster Tim Malloy says 68% say anyone who's convicted of a felony, however, should not be president.
So this is on the minds of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, everybody. That's a big number of people worried about the very bedrock of what this country is, which is democracy.
Trump is now 39 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and if an election was held now, it would be a toss-up between Trump and President Biden. New Jersey's former governor and 2024 presidential hopeful appears to be moving up in the polls. We get more from Liz Warner.
According to Emerson College's latest GOP presidential primary polling in New Hampshire, Chris Christie has now edged ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 9% of support compared to DeSantis's 8%. Both men trail frontrunner former President Donald Trump, who continues to dominate handily with 49% of voter support. This is the first time DeSantis, whose campaign has been struggling in recent weeks, has fallen behind Christie, who has grown increasingly vocal in his attacks on Trump. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott polling in fourth place with 6% in the Granite State.
A hearing is scheduled for next week regarding a lawsuit by Mexico against Texas. A ruling by the International Boundary and Water Commission claims a string of giant buoys is floating on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. The buoys were placed in the river at the direction of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Younger people are being diagnosed with cancer more often than before. A study published in the journal JAMA Network Open shows that between 2010 and 2019, there's been a substantial increase in the rates of early onset cancers. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A federal agency is recalling more than a million dehumidifiers after consumers reported 23 fires. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it will impact 42 models from the brands GE, Kenmore, Soleus Air, Norpol, and Seabreeze that were manufactured between 2011 and 2014. What was once TweetDeck is now a subscriber-only product. The popular Twitter application allows users to see the timelines and latest tweets of several accounts at the same time. After Twitter rebranded and became X, TweetDeck became known as X Pro. And on Tuesday afternoon, X Pro users were informed they would have to pay $84 a year and get a blue checkmark to keep using the service. Matthew McConaughey and his son Levi are asking for your help for the people of Maui.
The father and son took to Instagram in a video yesterday, sharing their intent to provide support and asking for your help.
So if you'd like to help, check out Baby to Baby, see the work they're doing, or any other way you can help. There's a lot of help that's needed.
Yeah, they're going to need it for the long term, so any way you guys can help, it's appreciated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just keep living.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Corey Myers.
Major cities across the central U.S. are in for the hottest weather of the summer. Forecasters say cities including Chicago, Minneapolis, and Des Moines, Iowa, will be broiling under a massive heat dome. Afternoon highs in the upper 90s to 100 could be the rule for much of the rest of August. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.